And welcome to the Townships at 12. You're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. This is the Townships at 12, and I'm your host, Maureen. I'll be with you for the next hour. Today, in our first half hour, I'll be joined by Adam Laborie. Adam teaches drama and science at Vision School in Sherbrooke, and he's here to talk about some exciting summer camps he's organizing for kids, creating creativity and curiosity with both drama and science. If you're looking for something engaging and fun for your children this summer, you'll definitely want to stay tuned for this conversation. Then in the second half of the show, I will welcome Edward Jacklin. He's the fire chief of the Barrie Volunteer Fire Department. He'll be sharing a bit about the department's work in our community and telling us all about their upcoming fundraiser, Spaghetti Supper. That is happening on April 25th. A great way to support the local volunteers while enjoying a delicious meal. So we'll start the show with some music. We're going to hear The Scientist, and it's by Coldplay.
Just guessing.
listening to the Townships at 12 on CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. And if you're a parent or even a grandparent looking for something fun, creative, and educational for kids this summer, you'll want to stay tuned. Today we're talking about two exciting summer camp opportunities happening right here in Sherbrooke. One taps into creativity and performance, the other sparks curiosity and discovery, and both promise plenty of fun along the way. Joining me now is Adam Labarie, a teacher at Vision School, who is organizing both a drama camp and a science camp this summer at Bishop's College School. CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today I'm really happy to welcome Adam Labarie to the Townships at 12. Welcome, Adam.
It's so nice to be having this interview.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, your role at Vision School, and your background as a teacher?
Absolutely. So I've been teaching at École des Jeunes in Rock Forest for 5 years now. I've been teaching both drama and science. Drama is my passion. I've done it since day one. And I've been so happy that I've gotten the opportunity to also do science.
Now, you've created some camps this summer for kids. What inspired you to create these summer camps?
For me, I've noticed that in the Lenoxville area, we've never had the opportunity to have a drama camp specifically for English. And I thought this would be a really great way to kind of showcase young children's talents in acting. And when I started this camp, I didn't know it was going to be such a success. As we sold out shows, we had 26 kids. And since then, it just kind of triggered this idea to keep going with these drama camps. And now I wanted to explore a bit more. And I'm trying out a science camp this summer. And I'm really excited to see how this one turns out.
Mm-hmm. So you have drama and science this year. That's great. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what age groups are these camps designed for?
So they are designed, both of them are for ages 7 to 15 years old. So it targets elementary to high school.
Okay. Now let's start with the drama camp. What can kids expect from that experience?
Great question. So kids are going to get the biggest thing is to build confidence. And they're going to get it right from the get-go. So they will do some fun drama games, get to know you, and then they jump right away into a big show, such as for the summer we're doing Alice in Wonderland. So they get to experience what it's like reading a script, performing that script, getting feedback from the director, working with that. They get like the whole shebang of what it's like in the theater world.
Okay, that is fun. Now they're working toward a performance at the end, is that correct?
That is correct. So at the end of their camp experience, they will put on a live production that they will be able to show to the public.
Oh, that is so cool. Okay, now the science camp. That sounds exciting too. What kinds of activities or experiments will kids get to try?
So in science, we're going to focus heavily on STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. So they will experience a lot of hands-on activities, challenges that really stimulate the brain and get them thinking in a scientific way. How can I get this done? So they will have activities such as perhaps building a catapult, doing the famous egg drop. They may be building a bridge and having it weigh a certain amount. Like they'll get to really experience what it's like, what scientists have to do from the start, drawing a design, testing out that design, and seeing if it works.
Mm-hmm. How do you make science fun and engaging for the young people?
For me, I have to kind of find what kids would enjoy. And one thing I really think they enjoy is competition. So they like that competitive challenge where they have a strict amount of materials they're allowed to use and how are they going to get it done? And I think that's what really gets them excited and want to feel motivated to continue pursuing science.
Mm-hmm. Now, both camps are being held at BCS, Bishop's College School, this year. What makes that a great setting for these programs?
One of the big things, I'll start with drama, is we have access to their theater throughout the summer, which is amazing for the kids as they get to really feel what it's like to be on a stage. And for science, we get to kind of be more out in the open. We can be outside. We can be in their big art classrooms, which gives us a lot of space to work with for science. And on top of that, we get to still be the both camps together during one of the weeks to have their lunch together and have snacks together so they don't feel so excluded from each other.
Okay, so what does a typical day at camp look like?
So a typical day, they would start their day at 8:30 and they would go right away into, for example, for drama, they go right away into drama warm-up games. For science, they would experience what the challenge is for today. And they'll go throughout their morning doing their activities. They have a nice hour lunch break at the dining hall that's provided from our camp. And then in the afternoon, they will, for drama, they'll work on their performance. And in science, they will test their challenge and see if it's successful.
Mm-hmm. Sounds well planned out. Why is it important for kids to stay engaged in creative and educational activities over the summer, do you think?
I think for them, it's for me, what I find like important is it keeps their minds engaged. It keeps them always thinking what they're going to do next for this. And I find it's really important for them to just kind of always stay thinking, what are we going to do next? How are we going to perform this? How are we going to create this challenge? And it gets them, when the school starts in the fall, they'll be ready. They're already engaged. They've been practicing critical thinking throughout the summer, which is such a useful tool during the school year.
Okay. What do you hope kids take away from their time at camp?
I hope they take away from their time is, for me personally, is just, I hope they enjoy. I want them to have fun. That's my main purpose about this. I want them to think that they had a great summer full of excitement and always like learning something new.
Mm-hmm. Great answer. When do the camps take place and how can parents register their children?
Love this. So the camp itself for drama, it starts on June 29th. And for the science camp, it will start, sorry, I just want to make sure I think the right date. Mm-hmm. It will start July 14th. And for signing up, they would do it on the ALP drama. Oh, sorry, I made a mistake. The science will start on July 20th. Okay. So it's a 1 week science camp. And then for drama, they get their option if they like to do a 2 week camp, a 5 week camp, and a 7 week total experience.
Okay, that sounds great.
All this can be found on our website at outdrama.ca, on our Facebook and Instagram. So it's www.alpdrama.ca.
Okay, great. Now, spaces, they're limited, I would imagine?
Yes. So we actually have less than 20 spaces available for our drama and less than 10 for our science. So it's filling up fast.
Mm-hmm. So they can register now, I guess.
Mm-hmm. As we've opened it for a little bit, so they can register as of today.
Okay, that's great. What would you say to parents who are considering signing their child up?
I think what they should consider is, for me, it's just like to try it. I think the kids will really enjoy once they get the experience of what drama and science can offer. And especially for parents that are French first language, this is a really good experience for your child to pick up English in a really fun and creative way.
Okay, that sounds great. Anything else you'd like to add that we left out, Adam?
I think we're okay. I would say one last thing is I just want the community to know that we support anybody that wants to come and try it. We really want them to experience what it can be like for them. And I'm always open for new people from new areas that come and try it out.
Okay, that sounds great. We've been talking with Adam Labery today, a teacher at Vision School. He teaches drama and science. And go to the website and find out. It's a great idea for your kids to sign up this summer. Thanks again, Adam, and all the best.
Thank you so much.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. There will be a fundraiser spaghetti supper happening on April 25th, Bury Firefighter Spaghetti Supper, to raise money for the Volunteer Fire Department in Barrie, 563 Main Street in Barrie. $15 per person, 8 and under eat for free. Starts at 5 p.m. For tickets, call the Barrie Fire Chief at 819-452-1017. That's 819-452-1017. 1017. 1-7. The annual family egg hunt is coming up at Hope Community Church on Saturday, April 4th, 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Enjoy games, bouncy castles, popcorn, cotton candy, and a special gospel presentation. This event is designed for children aged 3 to 12 years old and the families, and everyone is welcome. Please register so that they know how many people to prepare for. hccLenoxville.ca/egghunt. Coming up, it's the Spring Fashion Show, a fundraiser to help women attain their driver's license. The Lenoxville and District Women's Center, in collaboration with Boutique LD, is putting on a fashion show on April 10th. Go to www.ldwc-store.square.site. Save $5 by buying your ticket early. $20 early bird, $25 at the door. $10 youth ages 10 to 17, and $12 youth at the door. Free for those under 10 years old, but a ticket must be reserved. The fashion show starts at 8 p.m. and the doors open at 7:30 p.m. That's April 10th at Lenoxville Elementary School, located at 1 Academy Street in Lenoxville. Mental Health Estree will be having another online workshop, Always On High, Functioning Anxiety and Hustle Culture, led by Melissa Hindley, MACO psychotherapist, Wednesday, April 29th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. online Zoom. Many of us know what it is like to feel constantly on, pushing through, staying productive, and carrying on even when we are overwhelmed. This workshop will explore high-functioning anxiety, the pressure to stay in work-hard mode, and how this can keep us stuck in stress and survival mode. Together, we'll look at how this shows up in our daily lives and share practical ways to move toward more balance. Call Mental Health Estree for more information or to register. 819-565-3777.
I would see the day when my words start to resonate. Never been down this road before. Maybe we took a wrong turn. Yeah, we just had to let it burn. You didn't need to slam the door. Oh,
That song was called Sideways, and it's by Charlie Puth, featuring Coco Jones. I would like to thank my guest on the first part of today's show, Adam Labrie. Adam is a teacher at the private school Vision School in Sherbrooke, and he is organizing two camps for kids this summer at Bishop's College School. One is for drama, and the other one is for science, so check that out. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12 for today. And today in part two, I will be talking with Edward Jacklin. He's the fire chief for the Volunteer Barry Fire Department. He'll be talking about the fire department and also about a fundraiser, a spaghetti supper, coming up on April 25th. You're listening to theCUBE 88.9 FM, CJMQ. This show is called The Townships at 12, and I'm your host, Maureen. So we'll close part one of today's show with a song by Sting, and the song is called Let Your Soul Be Your Pilot.
Let your soul
The distance seems so strange.